the whole world, all human beings are Baba's children. All of them sing, "You are our mother and father." So on one hand, everybody knows that they are children of God. But the main difference between Bhagats and Brahmins is that Bhagats only praise Baba. They don't know Baba. They don't know Baba's teaching. They just are happy singing the praise of Baba or whatever they have heard from scriptures, from gurus, etc. So they are just happy to know that much. Now, amongst children of Baba also, those who know Baba, they are all number-wise. Number-wise, not only in study and all the four subjects. So their dharana especially is number-wise. Now, today Baba was talking about worthy children, qualities of worthy children. So Baba talked a lot, but we will add few more also, because Baba's murlis are, as we know, cover variety of points, not only one point, and it may not go into detail of all the points. So we have to really add all we have known about worthy children. And amongst BKs also, some are BKs, some are Pakka Brahman. BKs means they have jnana, but not following principles, may not follow. Whereas Brahmins are the ones who are following disciplines and maryadas of Brahman life. So that also we had to realize the difference between BKs and Brahmins. Second thing, amongst children also, there are few who are worthy. Now, worthy children means they are obedient, faithful, and loyal. Obedient children means obey Baba's all directions. Now, the main direction that Baba gives us is to wake up at Amrit Vela. And have deep remembrance of Baba. But for remembrance also, Baba says, be soul conscious, forget body, bodily relations, and old world. So I had to see whether I have been following that. Which means a lot of attention on the self, because our deep sanskar of body consciousness, we have been body conscious for last 63 births. So the body conscious sanskars are very deep. And though we know I am a soul, often we become body conscious. So we should have that clear understanding, checking ourselves and attention, because to progress in Brahman life, to be worthy Brahman, we have to really make good efforts, because we all come with different sanskar. And some of the sanskars are quite deep-rooted and needs a lot of attention, checking and changing. So we have to really check, whether I'm body conscious or soul conscious. Remind ourselves whether I am soul conscious. Look at everybody as a soul. And see that I'm not extrovert. With body consciousness, as soon as we see somebody, we'll see the color of that person, we'll start thinking what nationality, what religion they may be, what language, what profession, how they are decorating themselves. So all sorts of our thoughts go into all this body consciousness. So not only for others, but for ourselves also. How do I look like? How many times we look at the mirror and see how do I look like? Whether my hairs are proper or not, whether my makeup is proper or not, whether I look beautiful or not, and comparing. Because with body consciousness we compare ourselves with others as, am I as beautiful as somebody else? Am I as up-to-date as somebody else? How other people might be thinking about me, whether they like me or whether they are not impressed by me or whatever it is. So we start thinking about it and trying to impress other people by our external look and dress and pulled by material things, because that is also body conscious sanskar. To look at the possessions of other people and my possession. Either to be impressed by something that is beautiful with others or mine. So I have to see that I am following first and foremost maryadas of becoming soul conscious and having Amratvela Yoga. Powerful. Then studying only every day. And today Baba was emphasizing a lot on studying as well as teaching, not only studying. Because sometimes we regularly read morely or attend the class, but we have not become the embodiment of jnana. And that also Baba was emphasizing a lot. To become embodiment of jnana means to think and churn jnana all the time. To speak jnana. To listen to jnana only and not gossip. And to imbibe Baba's teaching. And if I am imbibing Baba's teaching, naturally student will have clear aim and objective. So our aim and objective is to become Bhavsamana. to become all virtuous, completely viceless, 16 celestial degrees, complete, completely non-violent. So this aim I should not forget. So my aim is to become Bhav Samag. And naturally, if I have become Bhav Samag, naturally I'll inspire others to become at least equal to me. Today Baba was emphasizing on making others equal to yourself. Because our aim should not be just giving the message of jnana, but our aim is to bring the source close to Baba. That should be clear in our mind, not to give lecture, but to give them experience of Baba. Because as much as I have love for Baba, I'll be able to inspire others to have that deep love for Baba. So I have to see that I am inspiring them to become like Baba, come close to Baba and take all powers from Baba, take support from Baba. Because more I am taking support of only one Baba, I will inspire them. But if I have little bit ego that I am teaching, the result will be the students will be attracted to me and they will start taking support, my support, or becoming attached to me. So we have to see that I have totally renounced I and mine. And it's all Baba, Baba, Baba. Baba's jnana, Baba's children, Baba's message I am giving, not that I should be giving knowledge very efficiently and everybody should be impressed by my talk or course or lecture or whatever it is. So we have to be embodiment of knowledge. The dharana also Baba was emphasizing a lot, that my dharana should be such that I am really all virtuous. So that I am not only giving donation of jnana, but I should be giving them donation of my virtues. Means they should see me as an example, as Baba's child, rather than they thinking me as a Brahma Kumari or teacher. So my dharana should be such, then I will be inspiring others to be virtuous. So giving donation of virtues, giving donation of yoga. So more I have imbibed things from Baba, more treasures I am receiving from Baba, naturally I'll be sharing with others. And jnani souls or knowledgeful soul will be giving happiness to all souls, not giving any sorrow to anyone. And so my thoughts, words, activities should be such that I am bringing happiness to everybody and not giving sorrow. So Baba always emphasizes sweet children. In Murli, he reminds us sweet children. Either beginning, but in the end, it's always meethe meethe sikilade bachche. So he's always reminding us that we are sweet, and making us sweet. And I had to see whether I am sweet or my words are sweet and not, I'm not speaking abruptly or harshly or forcefully, loudly, because sometimes our old sanskars are such and we don't pay attention, and so we behave this, we say it's normal, it's not my nature. So I had to see my nature is not now my nature, it should be, everything should be Baba's. Baba's nature should be mine. And just as Baba is so sweet, so loving, I had to see that I also have such a love for everybody, whoever comes in my contact, should have that feeling of belonging. Because even though we haven't seen Sakar Baba, most of you might not have seen Sakar Baba, but how much you feel close to Baba. And everybody will say, my Baba. So Bap Dada both, not only just Shiv Baba, but Bap Dada both will say, my Baba. And that's what Baba says, that everybody should think, these are my sisters and brothers. So they should get that feeling of mine. So Jnani souls, that is, we follow all maryadas, we follow Baba Srimad accurately, and our whole day attention is either churnyan, be in remembrance, be karma yogi, and be jnani yogi. Our conversation should be knowledge with knowledge, no, not just ordinary, because before we used to just, as soon as we see somebody, what will be our conversation? How are you? Today's weather is no good, or weather is very good, nice sunny weather, whatever. We talk about weather, we talk about our job, we talk about our family, and inquire about their family, or the friends, if they are interested in sports, we talk about sports. If you have seen movie, we talk about movie. Laukik. It's all laukik, mundane conversation. And that's where we have to see that our conversation is also alaukik and jnani. Our relationship also with others is alaukik. Whether it's a laukik family, we make it alaukik. Our activities also should be alaukik, not just laukik mundane. So that's what I have to pay attention a lot to be really a worthy child. Also, Baba emphasized today that there should not be conflict amongst Brahmins or anybody. Because difference of opinion will be always there. Difference of sanskars also there. As we know Mama Baba, they had different sanskars. Didi, Dadi, Prakashmani and Manmohini Didi, they also had different sanskars. Even now, Gulzar Dadi, Janki Dadi, sanskars are different. Opinion can be different. But they share their opinion, listen to each other, and come up with one idea. In the same manner, what we had to do is, we had to see that we are not discussing, debating, and struggling, or having such a conflict with each other. And as much as we have spiritual love for everybody, though there may be different in sanskar and views, but there will not be tension. If there is tension, it means something wrong. Because if there is tension in my mind, I must be so much I conscious. I am doing it. I have to do it. It should be best. But if I have awareness, I am instrument. It's Baba's job. Baba is Karan Karavanhar. Then naturally, I will have no tension. So that's what I have to see, that I have good wishes and love for everybody and I am open to communication. Because sometimes, you know, when somebody has ego, my opinion is right, whatever I think is right, whatever I am doing is right, then what happens? There will be tension and conflict in relationship. But when we have this awareness, Baba, Baba all the time, then naturally we will not have such tension or conflict. So Baba was again emphasizing there should not be any body consciousness. We should be soul conscious and not pulled by human beings, whether friends, relatives or enemy, because it can be pull or waste thought, negative thoughts about with those whom we disagree or we have tension or who have done some harm to us. So that also sometimes pulls our intellect, not only attachment, but hatred also can pull our intellect. And so we have to see human beings. We look at them as actors in drama. Observe, understand what is right, what is wrong. We have to be observer of, and we should know what they are doing, what they are not doing, whether it's right, whether it's not right, but not have any negative feeling and pulled by them, or not because of attachment or taking support, we should be pulled by any human being. Whenever we are in difficulty, I have to see whether I remember Baba. Because I should be remembering Baba and not human beings, no? If I have difficulty, I should take support of Baba. Or at the most, even if I take support of seniors or guidance from senior, I have to see that intellect is not pulled. So that's where my attention should be. My intellect is not pulled by human being. And to that extent today Baba was saying is, if you are a worthy child, naturally worthy child will glorify Father. And we will be able to glorify Baba by our manners, activity and behavior. So I have to see that I have imbibed divine manners, respecting others. I am humble with others. And I am in such a powerful yogi stage that I am attracting souls to Baba. And I am giving them the vision of deities or Papdada. So that's why Baba nowadays is emphasizing, serve others through your mansa. Or you should reveal Baba through your activities. So not only I should feel close to Baba, but whoever sees me should be able to pulled by Baba. And main thing is, Baba has been emphasizing a lot nowadays, not to waste your time, thoughts, treasures, etc. So, this is the time to use everything in a worthwhile manner. Especially, today Baba mentioned about not to waste time. Because sometimes we think we are not doing anything wrong by sleeping a lot. Say, I'm not committing any sin. I have sanskars of sleeping for 8 hours. I'm sleeping 8 hours. So it may be that we are not doing any vikarma, but at least I'm wasting my time. I may be wasting my time in cooking and eating. Because some people are very much fond of cooking. So the whole day they are busy in cooking, cleaning, household work. Especially mothers, we know, they enjoy that. So cooking is essential because we have to cook Brahma Bhojan every day. But I have to see that whilst cooking, am I karma yogi? Am I remembering Baba? I'm cooking for Baba or for my companions or family, etc. Because, you know, when we are cooking for our friends, companion or family, we think what this person will like and what this person will not like and whether I should eat this or not and they will like this or not and all. Or sometimes, if we are cooking for ourselves also, what would I like to eat? So rather than that, what should I offer to Baba today? So cook with love and for Baba rather than me or my family or my companions. Sometimes some people spend a lot of time in or waste lot of time in washing and ironing and cleaning and all. So everything that is essential we had to do, but not go into too much, because I know somebody will iron the clothes so that there is no crease or stall. So rather than ironing sari for 10 minutes, they may take half an hour. Or even when they are sitting, they are so much cautious and careful that their dresses are not at all creased. Now and again, keep on making their dresses properly or seeing that it's everything is fine. So that's where we have to see that we are not wasting time in listening to somebody's grievances and complaints all the time. No, because some people, some students also, no, they might be all the time talking about the same thing, same person, gossiping about same thing, etc. So I have to see that I'm not wasting my time. Wasting not my thoughts also. Because, you know, Baba is saying, looking at others, thinking about others, listening to others, or talking about others. All this, I had to be very careful because my old sanskars can easily take over. So I had to all the time checking what I'm thinking, what I'm talking, what I'm listening, whether it's worthwhile or not. And during that, am I in link with Baba or not? And also, I had to see that I have not been wasting the treasures that I have received from Baba. So apart from time, thoughts, breath, knowledge, happiness, virtues, blessings, all these are the treasures that Baba has been freely sharing with me. His treasure story is open for me. Am I imbibing enough and not wasting that? Because sometimes in the name of service, we might be wasting lot of time, money, energy and thoughts. Because some people I know are so much fond of speaking all the time. So course that can be given in 40 minutes, they may take 2 hours. And keep on talking a lot about same thing. Now on the first days, we had to talk about soul. But if you talk a lot about different things, then naturally, sometimes we may confuse the student by giving too much knowledge or some contradictory points, etc. Because nowadays also when they conduct retreats or Rajyoga camp in India, they pay attention that they don't talk about controversial things. They'll say God is in Paramdham, but they don't say God is not omnipresent. Because in India, as soon as you say God is not omnipresent, there will be a lot of discussion and debate. Also, in India, we have to be very careful about discussing about sermonizer of Gita, meaning of scriptures, etc. And that's why Baba says, until they have understood about soul and Baba, don't talk about other things. So that's where, once they have experience of meditation, then naturally they will be able to accept Baba's knowledge. Even the points that are contradictory to their views or beliefs. And that's where we have to see that we are not wasting the treasures of jnana. Also sometimes some family members we are very concerned about and we want to keep on buzzing jnana or giving jnana. Especially I find mothers, they are so much wanting that children should take jnana or husband should get jnana or family should take jnana. And so even if the family is not interested, they keep on pushing about what Baba said today or something like that. And naturally, then the family will insult, say, keep your jnana with you, keep your Baba with you, don't talk about your Baba to me. So I think that's Baba says, even the scorpion is very clever. He will see the soft object and then only will bite. So that's what Baba says, feel the pulse and give jnana. If somebody is interested, give jnana. If somebody is not interested, especially families, Baba says, serve through your example and not just words. So that's where we have to be careful to be good example to impress our friends and family, not to push Gyan so much. So we had to see that we are following all Srimad, Maryadas and Srimad, and we have got the list of 16 Maryadas for Brahman life, including like whatever you print, you check with instrument souls, whether that should be printed that way or not. When you are publishing any book or something also, check with instrument source whether it's all right or not. And not just keep on doing whatever you feel like, not to have financial transactions with the BK family, not to employ BK family or work with BKs. And in fact, you know, many times Baba says that by having such connection and relationship, sometimes you spoil your relationship because of financial dispute, or to that extent that many times some people have given up Gyan because they have conflict with other Brahman family member because of financial transactions. And we have to see that we are doing spiritual service sincerely from our heart, because many times whilst we are doing service, the aim may not be clear. In the sense, we think, okay, I'm doing it to impress somebody or to please somebody, because instrument soul has told me I'm doing it, but I have to do because nobody else is doing. Especially I find when it comes to karma yoga, many Brahmins are not so keen. Even sometimes mothers complain that, oh, I have to do all the cooking. I'm fed up of doing cooking for my family. So it means they're doing it because it's their responsibility or because they are forced to do it. That should not be there. Whatever you are doing, do it with love, sincerely. Do in Baba's remembrance. Then it will be karma yoga. But if you are doing to please somebody, you'll think, oh, what this soul will like, how should I do? Rather than what Baba would like and what I should do. So that's where I have to see that Brahman life is for enjoying and not being under pressure. So we have to see that we are enjoying everything that we are doing. Whether it's Amrit Vela, whether it's a Murli, whether it's a Karma Yoga, or whether it is Baba's service. It should be done to please Baba and not to please other human being. Or it should not be under tension or pressure or stress or anything. And more we are relaxed, more will be our efficiency. And more we are in remembrance of Baba whilst doing whatever we are doing, whether self-service, service of others, yajna service, karma yoga, whatever we are doing, we are creating our fortune or future. And so, with that love and intoxication, I should be doing service that yes, I am fulfilling my responsibility. So, with that clear aim, and being faithful to Baba. Faithful to Baba, or having that faith in the intellect, both are very essential. Because I should have full faith in Baba's Jnana. And then I will not be influenced by activity of others, sanskars of others. Because Baba was so much emphasizing that you should not be influenced by others' negativity and give up study. Because if somebody has faith, why should they give up study? The reason why somebody gives up study is there was not enough faith, or there was not enough dharana and achievement. Mostly, Brahmins in the early stage of jnana, they are very much impressed by the atmosphere and vibration of the center and the love they receive from Brahmins. And so, if they are not getting love and attention from Brahmins or instruments, then they feel that, okay, they are rejected. And so, they give up their own study or fortune. And that's what we have to see, that I am fully convinced that this is God who is teaching me. And I am fully knowledgeful. It's a variety drama, variety sanskars. Even the instrument teachers may not be perfect. May have some weaknesses, no doubt. But Baba always says, don't look at the weaknesses of others, look at their virtues. Don't listen to negative things and get influenced. Main thing, I had to really be careful that I'm not influenced by the negativity of others or their negative habits. What I have seen is many times, in the early days, the Brahmins came to jnana because their friends were coming to jnana. And initially there was so much love from Baba and intoxication and enthusiasm that they were able to renounce their old habits. Then gradually what happened? Because Baba supports children who are very young. Then Baba says, okay, stand on your own feet. And that's where the initial intoxication doesn't remain initial help from Baba doesn't remain, or family also. They will think, okay, now they are grown up, they should go along their way. So instrument teachers may not give so much attention, because instrument teachers, just as mother, what she will do is pay a lot of attention to newborn. But if the second child is born, the first child will not get so much attention. In the same manner here also, the instrument teachers pay a lot of attention when there are new students. But then when they become old, there is expectation. that the old teachers should look after new students or they should do service. So they don't get any attention, and that's where sometimes Brahmins get frustrated. Or sometimes because of company that they get colored. Because just as their friends and companions brought them into jnana, but if they keep the company of the friends who are again going into drugs and drink and whatever old habits, gambling or sports or whatever it is, naturally they get pulled away by Maya in that way. So Maya comes in various ways. Sundays Murali Baba said Maya may come in the form of ear or eyes or taste buds or whatever it is. So Maya is always very smart, waiting for the chance to attack us. So if we are not all the time paying attention and using our third eye of knowledge, Maya can easily grab us. And we entertain Maya with thoughts. What, why, how, etc. And as soon as little bit negativity comes, then what happens? We become negative to human beings or BKs. And that's where we are totally trapped by Maya. And that's where we give up studying. Or today Baba was saying, is business people, rich people, they're so busy that they don't have time to pursue their study or promise. And that's where we find is, if my life is not balanced, either I'm too much into Laukik job and Laukik family and Laukik responsibility, I'm not paying to Alaukik responsibility or self-service. First is self-service, then service of others. So that's what we have to see, that we maintain balanced life. We are very careful about the company that we keep. And so introspection is very essential for our progress. Unless I am soul conscious, introspective, and paying attention to what I am thinking, what I am feeling, what I am doing, checking, attention, checking, and determined to change myself. So that's where we have to see that I keep on having my determination and keep my aim object clear to me all the time in front of me and check how far I am from my aim object and changing my old sanskars with the yoga power and not giving excuses or being little bit lazy or careless. Because subtle vices can be very detrimental. Gross vices, we have been checking ourselves and we have been able to give up immediately. And that has been Baba's help in early stage, that we are able to give up gross vices like that. But afterwards, if we are little bit careless, then Maya can attack very easily and we become slack in our study, and there are many excuses to become slack in study. You know, we say, oh, Baba's Murli is the same. Sakar Murli, I'm not interested. I'm interested only in Alaukik Murli, Avyakta Murli. Or sometimes we say, okay, teacher is no good. I don't feel like going to class every day. Same teacher and same her sanskar and same way of reading and this thing, the pronunciation are not good, or teacher is not so loving, or sometimes there is that expectation from human beings to receive love or power. And that's where I had to become now self-sufficient, take support from one Baba. So as I grew in Gyan, I had to see that my main support is Baba and not any human being. And once I have my whole world Baba, my support from Baba, naturally I will go fast. And that also Baba is saying, keep on flying. Not just run fast, but keep on flying. So I have to now make effort to remain more, as soon as I'm free from Laukik responsibility, mundane responsibility, be bodiless in subtle angelic stage, or be in a seed stage. So if I'm looking everything from height, from subtle region, then this mundane material problems will be all very tiny. And I'll remain beyond such pull to material world. So, remind myself that I am angel. Move around with that angelic stage and come to corporeal world when I have to be active on corporeal stage. So it needs a lot of attention on myself and clear aim that I want to be worthy Baba's child, Baba's student, Baba's follower, or what we call Baba is my Satguru. So, maintaining those three relationships and taking guidance from Baba and following Baba's guidance or ordinance, so that will help me to be worthy child who will glorify Father's name as well as reveal Father. Because that's the job, our main aim is to reveal Baba to everybody by my activities. Because people in the world, they are in a corporeal world and they can see only whatever is around. They cannot catch Baba's powers or Baba's touching, etc. It's me who can bring them close to Baba or reveal Baba. So that's what we have to see, that my responsibility as a worthy child is to fulfill Baba's task of world benefit. Just as Baba is world benefactor, I have to be world benefactor just as Baba is unlimited, I have to have that unlimited consciousness. Om Shanti.